rent is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wisdom boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that.
Into that? Don't give a damn. Hey, here's somebody that don't give a damn. Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, and he lets you know what he thinks about Hillary Clinton. Listen to this. This is what I was enjoying.
Look, official, you can make those kind of smears and get away with it. But look, she's proven time and time again, not only during the campaign, but during this phony book tour that she's on, that she's morally bankrupt. Her ethics elevator has no bottom floor, and she will do whatever she has to do to protect herself, her image, and her reputation. If there's one person in the United States of America, maybe in the world, who has no respect for the victims of sexual assault or women who have been sexually assaulted or have been subject to that sort of behavior in the workplace, it's Mrs. Bill Clinton. She doesn't care about those women. Her politics matters more to her. The reputation of her husband, to prop him up in the White House for her future political endeavors, was more important to her than these victims. Actually, women's groups ought to be coming out right now and attacking her and going after her for her, not only her past treatment of women who have claimed sexual assault or sexual harassment, but for what's going on right now. I'm really surprised. If she was doing what she wanted to do, she probably would be defending Harvey Weinstein right now. But right now, she knows that the whole thing caved in on him, and she's left with nothing to do but kind of shovel dirt on his grave. But that was...
He doesn't mince words. He lets you know what he thinks. That her moral elevator has no bottom floor. I love that one. I don't know if he made that one up. That's beautiful. And Laura, I interrupted you. Give us a final thought, Laura. If you're still there.
Hello, Laura.
I might have lost her. Let's go. Let's try a next caller here. Engineer, if you can get Andy in Texas. Come in, Andy. Do we have Andy in Texas?
A little dead air here, Gene.
Your microphone's moving around. Well, we'll come back. Andy in Texas, if you're there waiting, we'll get to you. Hang in. Okay, I'm reading a message here from Paul. I missed this from Paul Fromm, who had to take off. So thank you, Paul, for a great participation in the show, as always. And George and I will carry the rest of the show. And any of you that want to call in, the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Just thinking back on the first hour in which Kevin MacDonald and Tom Sinek were our guests, something I really enjoyed hearing from Kevin MacDonald was his agreement that the lesson that Donald Trump has taught all of us is how a patriot can win an election, any election. If you can win the presidency, you can win anything. How a patriot can win any election by communicating the right message to our people. As simple as that. That the those out there who are saying it's too late for politics, just proven wrong. Proven wrong. The man did it. And the right message, communicating in the right way to white America. Because that's what Donald Trump did. Nothing racist about saying that. That's just, those are the people that voted for him. And that's the audience to which he appealed. The audience to which he did not appeal and didn't try to appeal. Of course, they hate him. And they voted for Hillary. The rapist in chief's, no, what do they call him? The commander in briefs. The commander in briefs enabler. And so who cares? Who cares if the people he was not trying to appeal to don't like him and didn't vote for him? Donald Trump had the incredible brass at the America-Israel Public Affairs Council meeting, AIPAC. He said, you're not going to vote for me. You don't like me because I don't want your money. Wow. He sent a message, a simple message of red-blooded American patriotism. And now we get to the question, what's the right message? What's the right thing to communicate to white folks in America? Red-blooded Americanism, as simple as that, nothing less and nothing more. No other message, no tacked on message like Hitler. America doesn't want that. And they have rejected it flatly. So people who think they're advocating for, pro-white advocates and so on, stick to what your kinsmen are telling you. The pro-white message is red-blooded Americanism. I want to save my country. I want to keep those good jobs here. I want my schools to be local. I want my border to be secure. I want the future of my children after they graduate from those schools to be a beautiful one, like the one I remember, making America great again. There's that word again, meaning I remember. When America was a wonderful place. That's all Donald Trump did. As simple as that. And he won the presidency with it. Roy Moore did the same thing and won a Senate seat against all odds. He was outspent 32 million to less than 3 million. A more than 10 to 1 outspent ratio. The media nonstop against Roy Moore. Roy Moore won by almost 10 percentage points. That's a big margin in Alabama, and it's going to keep going that way. Steve Bannon, Steve Bannon's got the formula. So those of us who've been in the trenches for years and decades, we were just witnesses to a living demonstration of how to win with white folks, and the only question is, are we willing to learn? And that's an open question. So, and I address it every day, both on the radio and then in my phone calls. Folks call me. By the way, let me tell you how you can reach me. If you want to help this show, you can always call me 701. That's here in North Dakota, 317-5317. You can call me at any time on that phone. And I'll be happy to take your calls. And let me tell you a way that you can help this show and help my work in the American Freedom Party with this show. Mail a contribution to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And any contribution would be greatly appreciated. And it doesn't matter what it is. We've got a little tiny post office in that little tiny town in Minnesota. I'm in North Dakota. I could skip a rock across the Red River into Minnesota. And your mail arrives here very reliably. And so whatever you send, I always get it. Don't worry about it. You can put anything in the mail, and I will get it. Anything that will help this show in any form of contribution. And you can always call me directly. Go ahead, George.
Two callers.
Oh, okay. George is alerting me to Andy in Texas. Are you back, Andy? Come in, Andy.
Hey, I think I just got here.
All righty. Well, hey, we're glad to have you. And what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, you know, I think Donald Trump, when he first got into office, he thought he had, you know, supreme power. And then he realized that, you know, supreme power was not what he had. And so now he has to deal with all these different positions. I'm a little bewildered by why he grabbed a bunch of generals and put it in his cabinet and whatnot, but I still think that he has really good intentions for this country and whatnot. And I refer back to the 1987 interview with Oprah Winfrey, you know, when asked if he would run for president, he said, no, I have no intentions of running for president. But, and then later he said that, you know, well, if my country's in trouble, I will run for president. And certainly, and she said, you think you'll win? He goes, I don't do anything to lose. So here he is. And I think he's just found a spot where people are not as responsive as they should be. And this is, we're seeing the deep state at work real time right now, because nobody's backing Trump. He has to fight for everything that he's trying to get.
Yeah, now Andy, Andy, what you just said was very wise. I like what you said, and I agree with you. When Trump got into office, he probably overestimated how much power he actually had at that moment. And he probably underestimated the ferocity of the deep state that was about to be unleashed against him. And that's understandable. That's very understandable. Did you hear when Steve Bannon said this? This was a real corker, George, when he said Bob Corker really blew the deep state's cover. When he said in his recent comments, he said in this Senate, there was the number one or two or two or three. There are only about two senators that actually support Donald Trump. Bob Corker actually said that. And Steve Bannon said, this guy, remember how we commented on this, George, the other day that Corker was shooting his mouth off?
He helped us.
Yeah, he helped us big time. He was really, and you know, that's got to be, you know, if you're Donald Trump, you know, even, you know, for all the great things that he has said, he may not have realized he was more right than he knew, that the deep state was deeper than he knew, that the corruption in the Rhino Republican Party was deeper than he knew. And so now, and what he needs now, your finger is right on the truth there, Andy. He's got to have this team, this army behind him, so that he can, you know, he can really make some strong charges. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's really sad that, I mean, he's trying to make steps forward. I mean, if we look at this really close, we're not even close to being in 1776 right now. And there's no way that Donald Trump could take us back there. But there is a lot of what the Constitution says that he could have easily just thrown down and said, here's your playbook, let's go get it. But knowing how much deep state there is, I mean, with the Federal Reserve, with the CIA, which everything, all this stuff is unconstitutional. you know, FBI and all this stuff. It's all unconstitutional. But he's doing what he can as a president. And thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get that job, because we'd all be dead right now, in my opinion.
But, you know, that's a real possibility. We'd all be dead. That's a real possibility. Andy, I know it's too horrible to contemplate. One of the things I really like about what he's doing, he's learning on the job, which, you know, that had to happen, that there's no other way to do this. There's no rehearsal. There's no school for being president other than being president. He's learning how, with his executive orders, with memorandums, and just his pen, he can really make big differences, big changes. And so he's doing that. He's perfecting the ability to do that. And he's getting his staff schooled in how he can do that. While meanwhile, we bring up the reinforcements. You know, he's on the beachhead there. He's made the landing. He's on the beachhead. He's taking lots of incoming. He needs now the second wave to come in on the beach there. And that's us, with people like Roy Moore and Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee to replace Bob Corker. And then dozens of others just like that. That's what Steve Bannon was just saying. Thank goodness, you know, you imagine what would it be like without Donald Trump? Well, also, what would it be like without Steve Bannon? What if we had to just, you know, guess as to what's going on?
Now we need our TV version of Breitbart. Hey, Steve, where's my TV network, mate?
Yeah, well, yeah. And, I think it's coming. I think it's coming. Anyway, more of your wisdom, Andy. What else do you notice?
Well, I mean, you know... We are so far digressed from the Constitution. So it's nice to see somebody who's trying to restore a little bit of it, which I see this in Trump. But he can't give us back what we had in 1776. It's just not going to happen. But he is the beginning of a very long struggle that the American people have to take on right now. I only hope that we don't end up in another civil war, which will be totally unlike the actual Civil War in 1864 and whatnot. It'll totally be unlike that. It'll be just a bunch of millennials versus, people who are skilled and whatnot. I mean, the Trump supporters have these people far outweighed. And these surrogate channels that we call the mainstream media, They're portraying that more people are on their side than are on our side, and yet they're the people who watch them are significantly dropping. So this really makes a lot of sense here. I really like the direction in which this country is going to, but it is unfortunate that I do think there's something extremely, let's say, creative instead of destructive. Let's say creative. Something's going to come out of this that's going to make the world a much better place. And I think we're finally getting rid of this New World Order stuff. We're finally walking in that direction. I hear that all over the alternative media, including on this station and other stations. People are fed up. They're like, let's get busy and get this thing back together.
Yeah. Now, Andy, are you a native Texan?
Absolutely not. No, I'm from the Northwest.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Down there in Texas, the Texans, and have you been there for a while?
I've been here for 4.5 years, yes. And it's a very nice place.
Okay, yeah. 4.5 years probably doesn't even get you in the front door in Texas. Probably have to be there about 20 before they... They'll even tip their hat to you. But the stick around. I'll come back to you right after this little short break. Okay, Andy?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unterm. Unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Killing people all the time.
Welcome back, Gene.
All right, we're back. And Andy, I got a question for you. Here we go. I know you're newly arrived there in Texas. So, I mean, my goodness, there's a famous story about somebody says, well, were you born in Texas? And he says, no, but I got here as soon as I could.
That's a good one. No, I came to Texas because I thought it was more free than any other state.
Well, now listen up. Listen up, Andy. Here it is right here. Here's Waylon, the incomparable Waylon. Boy, do we miss him.
Let's go, Waylon.
Yeah, here he comes.
Well, the honky tonks in Texas were pineapple. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. Lord, I can back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing.
Tommy Duncan.
Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king.
Oh, I got to turn it down, but man, I could listen to that. Oh, yeah, folks, Bob Wills. If you don't know Bob Wills, you haven't lived yet. And the same is true of Waylon Jennings, folks. I mean, what a genius. What a musician Waylon Jennings was. And man, how do you replace the great ones? Well, let me just say this, another tribute to Texas, where Bob Wills is still the king. This is a list, folks, the best website on the question of immigration, which is the king daddy issue. It's the one that determines our future is immigration. And Roy Beck has created numbersusa.org, on which he rates all congressmen and senators, all 535 of them. And Texas has provided us. Some states don't have a single senator or congressman who's gotten an A plus, or an A minus on immigration. Texas leads everybody. Texas has 13 congressmen with an A plus, an A or an A minus. And I'll just quickly read the honor roll of names of these great Texans. Blake Farenthold, Lamar Smith, Louis Gohmert, Kenny Marchant, Michael McCall, John Ratcliffe, Brian Babin, Pete Sessions, I might pronounce one or two of these wrong, Pete Olson, Jody Arrington, John Carter, Michael Burgess, and Jeb Hensarling. All those guys and women have A grades on immigration. And boy, has Texas done a great job. And that's in spite of the fact that Texas is actually not even a majority white state anymore. Sad story there. But in spite of that, showing you can win politically. Donald Trump has demonstrated this. Even in a state like, you know, all of our know-it-all theoreticians, George, of years, recent years, would say, well, Texas has gone majority-minority, so it's all over in Texas. Close the door on Texas. Hey, not so soon. Not so fast, Jack. If we gave up on Texas, we would give up on the state that's produced the most senators and congressmen with A ratings on the key issue of immigration. And so Trump has shown we can win if we put the message out there right to good patriots like Andy. Andy, thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it. And thank you.
Great call, Andy. Good job.
And please call again, Andy. Your stuff is good.
All right, James, I'm with you. Not only can we win in Texas,
but we can win everywhere else,
and
we got to win after
people
the
don't
break.
Believe me, but we can reverse the trend.
Yeah,
we never talk about that.
George, we got to break. We got to break.
Oh, the break always wins.
We can always win after the break. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye. We'll be right back, folks.
Nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back, folks. We are back, and we got a caller hanging on the line there, Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, we'll get to you in just a moment. I mentioned we were enjoying the incomparable Waylon Jennings just a moment ago, and let me just bring you back just for a moment to that, and he's singing about Bob Wills. Do you know who Bob Wills is out there in our audience? I'm doing you a huge favor. If you don't know who Bob Wills is, you want to find out, let's listen to Waylon telling you why, and then we'll listen to the man himself. Hang on.
You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
This is Waylon.
It's the home of country music. On that we'll all agree. But when you cross that old Red River horse, that just don't mean a thing. But once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still a king.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the man he's singing about. Here he is. This is, of course, a generation earlier. On the fiddle, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
There's that gal, the red dress on some folks called a Dinah. Stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Here comes Mr. Strickland now. All right. Yes, yes. Come on now. Take us back to Tulsa, man. Tommy.
Little bee sucks the blossom, big bee gets the honey, darky raise the cotton, white man gets the money. Take.
Did you hear that, George?
I sure heard that, James.
I mean, folks, the lyrics way back, you know, back then, that's not way back when, that's the 1940s. But he said, darky plants the cotton, white man gets the money.
You can't even say that on the... You go to jail for saying that today.
You know, they were just very... It was, anyway, that was... And that Rip Snorton piano that you heard was Bob Wills' pianist, who was a gentleman, a young man named Millard Fillmore. That's a funny first and middle name. Millard Fillmore Kelso, who is my... Let me look here at the chart here. He is my fifth cousin. And born in Cleveland, Oklahoma, died in Santa Clara, California in 1968. I never got to meet him. I didn't know he existed until I found Ancestry, but that's my fifth cousin. I could have met him, really, out in California when he was still alive, but he played the piano for Bob Wills. Let's go to our callers here. Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you're on the air. Come in, Murr.
Hello, Murr.
Hey, hi, George.
Hi, Murr.
I missed Paul, huh?
he's gone, but he'll be back, maybe tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to cover a couple of things, and I have the best news I'm going to save for last. I think you'll like it. But I don't know if you heard about Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, did the layout of the sound of the ricochet of the bullets and the speed of them and all that. You could use math to show where they were coming from.
I did not hear that.
Okay, and well, overlays, his analysis overlays perfectly with two towers that are there. Google apparently edits them out, like they edit things out on YouTube, right? That's good.
Go ahead.
Yes, the two towers are 200 feet tall. They are just a little ways behind the stage. They were going to be used for a giant Ferris wheel, I guess kind of like the Eye over in London, right? But the project was stopped, I guess, about 5 years ago. But there are stairs up there. Those shooters could go up there. There were snipers. There were shooters. Well, and wasn't Paddock.
Yeah, Murr, before you get all up into the detail of that.
No, I'm not going to.
Very good.
That's all I'm going to say about.
I want to keep you.
About that. Let me go into what I had to say, and then I'll get off pretty quick and let you have your show back.
Okay, well, Murr, you can go to your next topic here. But just on the question of Las Vegas, what I like about all these people doing all this analysis and people who have technical skills, that, as you mentioned there, what's wonderful is that, and this is my confidence here with Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General, we're going to get the truth out of Las Vegas. And it may come as a combination of all these magnificent people doing all this analysis. If something is being kept from us, and it does appear, there's a kind of an eerie silence. We're not hearing much about this guy at all. But anyway, I think that we will get all the truth here. And the wonderful reason is that Donald Trump's president, Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General. And we've got this roaring patriot movement that's on the story. I'll tell you one very good thing. We do know for sure because it's not there. And that is the fact that they're not talking about the killer. I think What they have not found for sure is any right-wing connection in this guy's life anywhere, anything, mm-hmm. nothing. Yeah. So, and for the left, this must be mortifying. This guy then is one of their own, probably. Go ahead, Mer.
Well, you know all about, you've heard, you know, the father escaped prison and whatnot.
And then there are Jewish more, too. Well, I haven't heard that.
It turns out. That's how Art Larson is, the shooter.
The shooter's family is Jewish?
Yep.
Are you sure of that?
Yep.
And who is, now I haven't read that. That's, you know, I'm just my ignorance.
Well, you'll have to look around some more, but yeah.
Okay, but get me a source. Mer, get me a source. I haven't seen that.
Art Larson. He is No Place for Corruption. He's out of Philly, and he's done some research on that. But there's others that have done some, too. Paddock is definitely, can be, you know, a Jewish name, but just
Well, that doesn't matter. What the name is could be doesn't matter at all. The question is, is he Jewish?
I gave you a name. You could check it out later. I don't want to argue about that. I want to move on to something else.
That's very interesting if it's true, but very interesting if it's true. But now go ahead to your next
question. Let's not argue. I have something to say, okay? May I say it, please?
Sure.
What weren't we seeing? You know how when O.J.'s trial went on and on and on and it was a big circus? Well, what weren't we hearing about? We weren't hearing about Whitewater and the Clintons and their burying people on that property. It only got to an investigation that no one heard about. It should have been the circus trial. We should have, you know, taken things down then. But this is where we are now, and we're all in on this, and it's a good time for it. It's a great time to be alive. But what we're not hearing while all this horror goes on, besides all the horrors in Hollywood and the money and everything else that these con artists, Murder Incorporated, is behind, in Puerto Rico, Donald Trump did a marvelous job, and he sent in aid. They let it sit at the port and rot, but they did get food through to the people, and they do have the, you know, electric up and the stores open. But we're not hearing about any of that. They don't want any good news about that. And he was also going to start the Jubilee there, forgive the debt. He was going to start there. And it's still May. Still May. That might be the storm he's talking about. But here's the third thing. A little over a month ago, I sent out the last of my postcards to the Trumps. And President Trump and our first family is how I always address them, except for couple that I have that were directly to Melania. But the last one, it's 2020, and it had an eagle on it. 19 of 20 was to Melania, and it has eagle family in a nest. And I can read you that one. But this one, in case we run out of time, I got to tell you this, because this is about you. And I didn't know what I was going to put on the list. This was the last one I have, 20 of 20. It's harder to find postcards all the time. But across the top, it says in large letters, the Trump phenomenon. And then I have Republic Broadcasting Network and in your Sunday hours, 2 to 5 p.m. Central. And I have, dear Mr. President, you have no more faithful follower than James Kelso, who started this internet radio program in July of 2016. He lives in North Dakota and was disappointed, no doubt, to not be able to bring his 6 and 12-year-olds to see you in Bismarck. No matter, he still loves you. P.S. So do I.
Wow. Hey, that's wonderful.
So
oh, that's wonderful.
He hasn't called you yet, huh?
No. but I did miss a few phone calls this morning. I'll check.
Uh-oh. No, maybe he'll call into your show one of these times.
Well,
or have
Aaron
call in, or have Melania call in.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. My 12-year-old daughter has a picture of Barron on her wall. Ooh. And
he turned what, 11 or 12?
Yeah, I'm sorry, say again, please.
He turned 11 or 12, I forget. He's around that age, too.
He was 11 at last time I checked. But
March, I think, right? Wasn't his birthday March?
I don't know his birthday, but he's, you know, he's like his dad and his mother, incredibly handsome. And
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Oh, and she taught him, I wrote down the languages she speaks, Slovene is her home language, and then yes. Serbian, because they came in there. And she learned French, German, Italian, and then English. So six languages. And she taught Baron German and Italian as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, very, very impressive. What a sweet thing, your postcard there. Thank you very much, Murr. And yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, boy, you really have all the detail there. I really did want to see.
When I get more postcards, I'll put the 800 number on there in big numbers, too. Because, see, the thing is, now Mike Rivera was trying to be a little discouraging and saying, oh, well, I bet none of them ever got there. I said, well, they're not envelopes. It's not like they have powder in them. And then besides, anyone can see everything I wrote all the way across country, right? And they get to learn things. Like I said, this is 20 of them now, and they have all kind of things on there.
Well, you know, we might have some surprising listeners to this show, because if you want to hear about Donald Trump's last 24 hours, this is the only show I know of in the U.S., which is, you know, when you tune into this show, you're going to hear about Donald Trump. Now, you will hear about him on other shows. You know, Sean Hannity is always going to talk about Donald Trump, but it's not dedicated to Donald Trump.
Right.
And we are, and our enthusiasm. Sean Hannity's right up there with us in his enthusiasm.
And I like how you keep the negativity out of it. It really helps. It really does help. You got to have one oasis, one nice comforting place to go.
Yeah,
read you. Can I read you one more card? Do we have a minute here?
One more, yeah. Sure, please.
Okay, this is number 18 of the 20. I sent four that last day, and it says, "Dear ones, John Forbes Nash proposed that international exchange rates be fixed by pegging the value of each currency to a standardized basket of commodities called the Industrial Consumption Price Index. It would be more stable than a gold standard. Such a policy would curtail the ability of central banks to make monetary policy." And here's the ironic thing. You know, he and his wife were jettisoned from a taxi when they were coming back from Norway receiving a prize. He's spoken about this ideal money all over the world. So, you know, he had to be gotten rid of. But in any case, I was reading Wikipedia, and in front of my very eyes, they deleted this part. They archived this part. So I went after that right away.
Well, you know, speaking of Wikipedia and the hanky-panky going on, the James O'Keefe, this is, you know, a great story, folks. James O'Keefe, the founder of Veritas, this organization, what a brilliant idea this young man O'Keefe has had, which is to insert people with video cameras into key institutions and then catch them in the act cheating, lying. He put people inside of the organization Acorn, destroyed that organization. Acorn actually was disbanded, an organization that had dispensed hundreds of millions of dollars. And he did it by putting, he had a man and a woman go into an Acorn office, turn their camera on, and
hey, Jamie,
then they...
that's old news. That's old news. He's going after all the Trumpsters, all the ones that are going after Trump. You know, someone had set up a chat room for you, the TrumpPhenomenon.chatango.com. I'd given it to you before. The links get put in there all the time, and I put in there. And he went off after, most recently, Veritas, well, it was a woman undercover, and went after the guy that was it New York Times? Yeah, New York Times. And he said First Tony was his godfather. But anyway, he was trying to destroy Trump's, you know, falsely saying that his businesses were bad.
Yes. James O'Keefe.
Here didn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New York Times audience strategy editor caught tape boasting, trying ruin Trump's businesses. That's the title. And it's a need to know. So that's Griffin's, you know, what's his name, George... G-E-G.
Yeah, but Murr, what the amazing thing, O'Keefe, this story he has, he's going to ramp it up, you know, day by day. He's got more and more video. He is exposed. YouTube, Google, the New York Times, the big dogs of online video. He's exposed them as rigging. Their entire system is rigged. It's rigged against Donald Trump. It's rigged against patriots, and it's faked to show, as Tom Sunak said in talking with Kevin McDonald, one of the amazing things Donald Trump has done is to expose, as no one in our history has ever done, that the media from top to bottom, the whole thing is rigged. It's fake. It's a lie. And but James O'Keefe has done something that even Donald Trump can't do. He's gone in there with cameras and caught him. Murr, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Murr. I love
you. Thank you. Thanks for your show. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played, I found my thoughts had washed away.
First
Joe James.
The truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool.
Thanks for tuning in. We're out of time. We just got our last little couple minutes together here, George and I. And there's a name here in the caller board. Maybe I should take it. Magella in Texas. Let's wing it here. Magella, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hi. Did I get your name right?
Yes, sir. Now, I want to just quickly mention Steve Scalise went back into the Congress, right?
Yes.
And he's the one that took down Wienerstein, or whatever you want to call him.
No, I don't think
he had a mission.
Yeah, I don't think Scalise was instrumental in taking apart Wiener's. You mean Anthony Weiner, or do you mean Weinstein?
Well, no, Weinstein, yeah.
Harvey Weinstein,
on a mission.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good. Good.
Yeah, because I was with Secret Service for 12 years. I know who's inside. And then what Murr from Wisconsin was saying is kind of correct, but my sources in Las Vegas said there were three shooters, and Mike Adams backs that up with the forensics audio. But my sources tell me on the ground that were at Route 91 said that there was a guy shooting at Gate 7.
Well, okay.
What they tell
now,
me.
Okay, but Magella, here's the thing that, you know, what we, the, you know, the people investigating, this is what I'll just go back to my main thought here, is that the story is the people that we have in running the top right now, Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions, they're going to get us the story here. There's all kinds of speculation. It's good that people who have the ability to actually investigate, that's good. But just speculating or saying I have sources or somebody says, that's all wild speculation. It doesn't lead us anywhere. I'm not saying casting any aspersions here, but it doesn't lead us anywhere. And so I say to everybody, stay tuned for the high level, very competent investigation that will go on. There will be cover-up people, I'm sure, if there's something that somebody wants to cover up. But there are good guys who are going to get to the truth of what happened in Las Vegas. And otherwise, it becomes, you know, speculation. But anyway, do you have any other thought that you want to, because we're going to run out of time here in a second.
No, but if you are at an event, I would want to listen to you. If you weren't at the event, I don't really want to listen.
Yes, but there were 22,000 people at that event. So that's a lot of stories. As they say, there are a lot of stories in New York City, and this is one of them. So there will be a lot of stories, and
watch and see.
Yeah, absolutely. But Magella, thank you very much. Thank you, Magella. Bye-bye. And let's just say, I'm with you, George. Let's say thank you to Kevin and Tom, who are our guests at the beginning of their show. That was a heck of a first hour. And we'll see you all again tomorrow night with all the updates on the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.